You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Warm Up Show. My name is Al Dukes. I've got Sheila with me today. It's a feel-good non-football Friday, but that ain't going to stop us from having ourselves a good old time
here. A lot going on today, Al.
Oh, a lot going on today. Yesterday, you had two Dodger situations. You had the Ohtani thing with the gambling situation and his interpreter. You had Yamamoto doing terrible in his first outing. And then you had Dodgers co-owner Todd Boehly appeared to pick his nose and eat it.
Is that right?
Yeah. While caught on camera during Padres-Dodgers. He was sitting right behind home plate. He did this thing where he took his two fingers and he was just like, almost like his head in his hands, but he had his two fingers in his nostrils, and then he slowly went to the mouth.
So he knew he was trying to disguise it.
It seemed like he was trying to disguise it. Backfire. You can't be sitting
right behind home plate.
Yeah, I thought, wow, they did him dirty. They caught him in a luxury box
in the middle of a pick.
He was right there.
No pick.
Picking his nose. So just a rough day for the Dodgers.
That's
all
a bad
along.
One. That might be the worst of the three. Actually,
probably the worst of the three. There was a NCAA upset. Oakland beat number 3 Kentucky.
Yes.
Did you know there's an Oakland, New Jersey?
I did know that.
I only knew that working here, getting phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, the first couple times they would call and they'd say they're from Oakland. I was like, wow, they're listening from
the Bay Area.
Yeah. Right. Oakland A's. That's what Oakland Raiders. That's what I know Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
But Oakland, New Jersey. This Oakland, this is by where the Oakland A's play?
It's not. No.
It's a different Oakland.
Correct.
Seriously. Where is this
to
college?
The point where, what was I reading? I don't know if it's the current head coach. Somebody, maybe it is the current head coach. He campaigned or commissioned to try and have the name change because in recruiting, it was difficult. They'd say, hey, I'm a coach at Oakland, and recruits thought they're talking about the Bay Area, and it was not.
They'd be like, Oakland, I'm not going there. But it's
or
in, I just
maybe
looked.
They want to go there.
It's in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
That's right.
Which I hear is lovely.
That's where I think the Pistons have their, they used to.
It's like Detroit, not pretty. Auburn Hills, beautiful.
Actually, they played that little Caesars Arena that the Red Wings play? I don't know. I'm just talking out loud. I'm not actually asking you.
So anyway,
I know you don't know the answer to that.
They beat Kentucky. I never know how this happens. Like, how does this happen? It happens every year.
They're in Detroit now. I'll tell you how it happens.
Yeah.
Because Jay Wright laid this out after the game. And Oakland has this, Eddie, this is the team.
Eddie's not in there.
Okay. And I think this is the team with the kid we were talking about yesterday that has, he's like all the eligibility. He's 24 or something already.
He's
got the receding hairline. I think that's the dude. Whoever, someone on Oakland hit 10 threes. I'm pretty sure it's that kid.
Jack Golke.
Right. So anyway, what Jay Wright was saying after the game was like, you know, with Kentucky's known for, hey, kids come in, they're one and done, teenagers, very talented, they'll go be draft picks in the NBA, but when you face a veteran college team like this that has guys that are maybe a little bit more grizzled, a little bit more composure, a little bit more team aspect, you run into them in a tournament game, it's more of an even playing field.
So are there multiple schools like Kentucky that are one and done that we can pick? Upset? Yeah.
I mean, it's not to say Kentucky's never had success in the tournament. They certainly have. I mean, John Calipari's extremely successful college basketball head coach at multiple universities.
I'm just looking for another upset. That's all.
And for today, you mean?
I want to find another team that's got a bunch of one-and-done studs versus a team that's got 50-year seniors on it. Let's go.
Well, this kid's, I think, beyond that. He's not a kid. He's a grown-ass man. Like, if you go on the ESPN homepage right now, if you don't know what this guy looks like, so just go to ESPN.com.
Well, I see him there. You're right. Jack Golke.
I mean, that is not a kid.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
The kid.
Come at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come after me.
He's got a receding hairline. Right. He's in shape, though. He's a muscular fella.
Well, that's what I mean. He's put together, you know.
He's put together. Is
Let's see.
Too.
Today, see, you're talking to a guy who just, I pulled a Larry David, and I'll play that. He was on Rich Eisen's show. They asked him if he fills out a bracket ever.
Yes.
You'll appreciate it. You're a Larry David guy.
I love Larry
David. I didn't this year. No brackets, no pools. I just can't. It's a losing proposition for me.
Yeah, me too.
A team like that.
Sick of brackets.
Like a Kentucky.
By the way, my first year at WFAN, I did the WFAN bracket. I won.
You should have just never done it again after that.
I don't think I did do it again.
Oh, okay.
I had zero knowledge. Yeah, left on a high note.
That's all for me. Not the same as Kentucky as far as what we just said, but like if you're looking, you want to pick against somebody.
Yeah,
today?
I want to pick against somebody.
Like one of the blue bloods, as they say.
Yes, I do.
Take Vermont over Duke.
You think the Vermont kids have been there a long time?
I have no idea.
Sucking down maple
Don't
syrup.
Know. That's a 13-4.
Okay.
Oakland was a 14-3.
Duke is Duke.
Yeah, 3-11s advance yesterday.
Three number 11s?
Yeah.
Okay.
That happens.
That's pretty good.
Usually the 12-5 is usually ripe for at least historically. In recent years, as we discussed, we had a St. Peter's as a 15. Not yesterday. They got waxed.
They lost,
so did Wagner.
All right.
A couple 16s. You never know.
Now, you mentioned Larry David was on Rich Eisen's show, and he was talking about filling out brackets.
Oh, you knew about this already?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was one of my three items on my show sheet today. A little thin today, folks, on Friday.
I'm doing my 880 reports out there. I had to cut things. There's so much going on.
Right, there's a lot of
sports.
There is a lot of sports going on.
But for someone who's sports adjacent, such as yourself,
drama related to sports,
right.
Not
a
so much
light today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, Larry David is right in filling out these NCAA brackets. He says, like, how's he supposed to know who's on Drake?
Right.
Who's on Valparaiso?
Yeah. I don't. Are either of those teams in the field this year? I don't think so. You know what?
He picked two teams not in the field.
I could be dead. I don't know.
But he's right. We have no idea what's going on with these. But you know what's cool? You know how, I love to talk about streaming packages and that sort of thing on the show. With a lot of these games being on True TV and blah, blah, blah. On Max, that HBO streaming service now, they have these games.
Yeah. And they have...
The Warner Discovery.
And you can get
the
March Madness app, the situation that can stream all the games as well.
So. Yeah, but you can't... You have to have a
right.
provider.
Yeah, you have to have
I'm
the
saying
access.
If you don't have cable, you're one of the cord cutters, and you don't have like a Hulu live TV
you
or...
get it through Max?
Yeah, if you have HBO Max, you get those games.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
No, you don't get the game that's on like CBS, but you get the games on True TV and anything that's on the Discovery Warner Brothers bundle.
Oh,
so there
okay.
are some things there.
That's good to know. Drake, by the way, lost yesterday.
So they were in it.
To Washington State. I don't think
I'll take your word for it.
But, yeah. Anyway.
By the way, was there pizza in the newsroom?
Not in the newsroom, but Jess Clark hooked it up over in the... I didn't take part because I was gone already. They had in the performance studio center there, they had apparently a good pizza spread.
So this was a long-standing tradition at WFAN when Mike and Chris were here.
Yeah.
On the first day of the tournament, they would buy a lot of pizzas for the newsroom.
Correct.
And it was... Man, people loved it, right? Like the young men and women who worked here really looked forward.
It's tradition.
It was your time to maybe you get a word with the big man out there. You're getting a slice.
Shooting the breeze, watching the games.
Mike, thank you for this pizza. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Valparaiso? And you can get in there a little bit.
And that's the one thing I'll say. I didn't have a ton of experience with Mike, but he would come out into the newsroom, and it didn't matter who you were. He would get involved in a sports conversation or debate with you. Like he would
just around March Madness, or anything?
No, anytime.
Really,
but more prone March Madness because of the pizzas and all the games being on.
Okay,
daytime sporting event out in the newsroom.
So he would
I was
come
witness
out
to that multiple times,
and just during a regular commercial break, engage
sometimes. Yeah,
was definitely. This when
Could
Mike was solo or with Mike and Chris?
See, now I didn't really I. the Mike and Chris thing, so like when I started working part-time, it was summer of 2007.
Yeah.
So in that summer, you know, they did a lot of things separately, right? And then the following year was when it all broke up. So I did not have enough experience around the two of them to answer that question.
Same. I feel the same way. Yeah. You and I got there in September of 07.
Yeah.
So Mike would come out. Maybe he was looking for the next great talent. Like, maybe he thought during a break, I'll come out. There's a young fella out here, calls himself CeeLo.
I don't know about that.
Throw some sports at him and
I wouldn't go that far.
What do you think his plan was?
He just liked to engage. Mix it up. And, you know, he likes to talk. He likes to talk sports.
Yeah.
I know he did that all day long, obviously, but not all the time. Maybe Eddie might feel differently on that.
Yeah.
And I know he just walked back into the studio, so we won't put him on the spot.
Boomer does that sometimes. Like during a break, he'll come in and he'll keep breaking down what he was just breaking down.
Right. Maybe something that is not as much for air, like a topic that doesn't appeal to the masses.
Politics.
You know?
Yeah. Well. But and then after Mike left, I believe...
Craig
bought pizzas.
You know what?
Somebody bought pizzas.
I don't know.
Spike 1 year.
I was told Spike last year bought pizzas, yeah.
If I may, I think it loses something when it goes from the big name air talent gets everybody pizza in the newsroom to the corporate office purchases pizzas in a theater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a different vibe.
It's
not that it's not appreciated.
And I blame Evan, Tiki, Sean Marash, and Tommy Lugauer.
Let me just clarify. Yes. I walked out of the building at about 10 after 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's a chance that there was additional pizza/food provided in the newsroom.
Yeah.
But I will say in texting, because I'm on a group chat that includes Marash and Lugauer, and they were throwing some bouquets Jess Clark's way for the pizza setup and spread because she didn't just stick to plain pies. She mixed it up and got some different toppings, including buffalo chicken, which is more of a...
Yeah,
I'm a buffalo chicken pizza guy, but that's like gourmet, you know, more... It's not the traditional sense of what you're talking about.
But years from now, people aren't going to be saying like, oh, we got pizza in the theater.
Yeah.
They're still going to say Mike and Chris, Mike Solo, when you thought you weren't allowed to make eye contact with him, he one day out of the year, like the Grinch came down on Christmas Eve, one day out of the year, he came out of his lair and he brought pies
down
and
from
he was
the pulpit.
And he was happy. Yeah. And he just come talk to me about sports and enjoy these pies.
Yes. Yes.
Also, plain pies, probably maybe a pepperoni. He wasn't getting buffalo chicken.
No.
That's a different level.
No, traditional, old school,
traditional,
straight ahead.
Old school,
yes,
C-Love. That's 100%, what I'm talking
100%.
About. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's do some media notes on the other side of the C-Love. Then at the top of the hour, I've got Boomer Esiason, number one sports personality under the Odyssey blanket, all of the country, number one.
Who puts those rankings together?
I did. I put them together. I couldn't name a second one other than people who work here, but I've got Boomer number one. He's teamed with Jerry Recco today. Those guys are going to hit you with some sports at 6 a.m.
Yeah.